Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Great to have you with us. Tuesday morning, Kim and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. I believe the guys are back tomorrow. So I think Al said, what, massages they went for? What were they doing?
Yeah, massaging each other, that sort of thing.
They're rubbing down
each
one another.
Other. Wow. Oh.
They've gotten very close, these two.
Really?
They golf now together.
Is Geo a golfer?
No, but he's trying.
Okay.
He's just started. But what was funny was he made the decision that he wanted to start golfing.
Okay.
So Boomer got him a set of lessons to get him going, took him out and played with father-son. So then we had our Memorial Day, we had our Memorial Day weekend show on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, what did we have that Wednesday night? Didn't we have something the Wednesday night before?
The bartending, right?
That's right. We did bartending at the Ugly Duckling on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And so we all stayed in the city Wednesday night. And since Geo lives, you know, in Alaska, basically, he decided he wasn't going to go home on Thursday because we had the show Friday morning in Jersey. So he comes down to Jersey. We're going to play some golf. Ask Boomer, you want to play? Boomer, no. Wait, no, you don't want to play. It was, well, I am playing, but not with you. You stink.
Oh.
So he came with me and we played. And
okay.
He did quite well.
How'd that go?
It went well. And so he's getting better. He's taking his lessons. And my guess is maybe they're golfing today after they rub each other down.
I think they're...
Wow.
What?
It's all good.
Okay. He doesn't want to talk. 626. Hopefully he talks now.
I didn't want to break up your narrative, but they admitted on the air yesterday they're in separate places.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Boomer's in New
Coincidentally,
Hampshire
they're in separate places.
Yes.
Today. Oh, okay.
Boomer's in New Hampshire for a charity golf event.
Okay. Gotcha.
Geo is hosting. Do you remember what it is, Al? I think that was last night, right?
Because he took off
today. Yeah, but my point is Geo wasn't going to New Hampshire
correct.
Today. To play
so they're not golfing today. So
they're
what
not.
Al said during the warm-up show is false.
Yeah,
no massages.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad you believed him, though. That's good.
I did.
Trust
never rub the guy a wrong way.
To each his own. All right, Chris, take it away.
Al's broken up, by the way, about getting that information wrong.
Yeah,
so he's
sorry.
Not going to be able to go on with today.
All right, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. Let's do a little Kyrie and the Nets first as he surveyed the situation and the sign-and-trade landscape. Must have not liked what he saw, so he settles, and I put settles in quotes, for the $36.5 million player option with the Nets. So for now, he's returning to Brooklyn to run it back with Durant and presumably Ben Simmons. Before all this went down, though, take a listen to Kyrie from Sunday on the red carpet at the BET Awards, chatting with Complex News' Pierce Simpson.
Kyrie, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask this question. So, you know, I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you want to be a Brooklyn Nets still?
pass it to my left.
Lead the league.
Wow. So seems a little undecided.
Well, now
then.
I want to redo the whole open to the show.
I told you, Jer.
He's a strange
24
guy,
hours later, he makes his decision. And Complex Sports, I guess, put that exchange on Instagram. And Kyrie replied in the comments section. And he wrote, quote, "When I smile like that, it means there's more to the story. I'll have my time to address it."
See? Jerry, he is
a strange
who
guy.
He is.
I know.
The idea that there's going to be like some change or some, you know,
I'm holding out hope.
Real feeling of self-awareness from Kyrie is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
He is who he is, and he happens to be, obviously, a beautiful basketball player. I mean, he plays a beautiful game of basketball.
Why couldn't you have played that for me before I started?
I'm sorry, man. No, you know how it goes.
I'm kidding.
Now, again, but who knows? With him, he might say, well, yeah, there is more to the story. The story is that the next day I'm opting into my player option. So you can spin it that way.
You can spin it any way you want.
Did you guys already cover the quote he gave to The Athletic when this was announced?
You know what?
I'll let you read it.
Normal people.
Say it again.
Normal people.
This is the start of the quote?
Yes. Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall.
And hold on.
A11 even, which I guess is his sneaker, we thought, maybe. I'm not sure.
That's what I've been doing wrong. I've been having tomorrows without being led there by Kyrie.
Yeah.
What the heck am I doing?
Get behind him. He'll lead you down the path.
Maybe he'll drop a couple mil on the way.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. He's got plenty of it.
He does.
Here was Durant. Jerry talked quite a bit about his podcast, ETC podcast, on Friday. His comments made some waves over the weekend because he really distanced himself from all of this. There were also reports that he's not spoken to Sean Marks or Nets management so far this offseason as the whole Kyrie situation played itself out.
Keep the regular contact up with Kai and see what happens, man. I'm just something that's so much out of my control that I don't want to be a part of it, you know what I mean?
So in this day and age where star players are so heavily involved, and you remember Kyrie at the end of the season, Kevin and I are going to work together with management and so on and so forth, and you had Kyrie thinking about leaving and Durant basically taking a back seat waiting for the outcome. So kind of the opposite of what it sounded like was going to play out at the end of the year.
I'll tell you from listening. So I watched Durant with David Letterman in that piece, whatever that show's called.
Netflix show, yeah.
Yeah, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction is the name of it. From watching
How was that?
Great.
Really?
You would recommend it? I would recommend it. And I'll tell you this, from listening to these podcasts and watching Durant whenever I get a chance to, I love the guy. I really do.
He
seems so opposite of the way he gets portrayed. I mean, there are people out there that write that he's running the Nets franchise, and yet I listen to him, and he sounds like he just wants to be one of 12.
He wants to play basketball.
He knows he's the best guy on the team.
Yes.
And yet, he's good just being one of the guys. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it all,
I'm not as 100% sure that I buy that there's been, like,
no contact
with Durant and the Nets.
I agree with
you. What I can believe is Durant has said, leave me out of it type of thing. I don't need, drama in an off-season type of thing.
I also think when you've got a guy like him who appears to be one of the better guys you're going to come across, if I am Sean Marks, I'm calling him for his opinion. Because you're the most important guy here. You know, if I'm Sean Marks and I can get player X or player Z, why would I not call him to say, which would you prefer? Right. Which do you think works better with you?
That's why the no contact between him and
I agree with you.
The Nets seems a little bit
far-fetched.
Hard to believe. Yeah.
One other NBA nugget, John Wall, after agreeing
this is hilarious.
Buyout with the Rockets, is signing with the Clippers. So he was due $47.5 million.
But here's the thing, though. They bought him out, though.
Yeah,
so he didn't get all his money.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They bought him out, and then
did you see what the buyout was?
I did not. What was the buyout?
You're missing the best part of the story. He was good enough to accept as a buyout only $41.2 million.
Oh, come on.
And now he's going to sign for six, so he's still going to get his full $47 million.
Okay. See,
have to pay him $41 million to go away.
Yeah, I saw the 6.5 with the Clippers. I didn't know that.
This was the headline.
Houston picked up the difference.
In case you didn't get to it, I wrote this down as one of these miscellaneous things to get Kim's reaction to. This was the headline. John Wall joining Clippers after sacrificing $6.5 million in buyout.
That was the headline?
Oh, my God.
Which is what he's going to sign
which is
for
what he's
roughly
get.
And that was what they were talking about with Kyrie. If he really wanted to leave and they weren't going to do the sign and trade, the taxpayer mid-level exception. Six. So basically, Kyrie could have taken a $30 million pay cut to go elsewhere.
Yes.
The NBA, I mean, listen,
God bless
them. Kim understands. You teach yourself how the NFL cap works when you're covering.
Yeah, the NBA cap is not like that, though.
Oh, my God.
The NBA cap, with the exceptions. I've talked to people who cover the NBA who will say to me, yeah, it's really convoluted. Yes, I'm thinking to myself, well, then I have no shot at understanding all of that stuff.
Bird rights. Yes. It's very hard to follow. All right, let's get to the Yankees. They're not hard to follow right now, though this did seem like a night where it just wasn't going to happen off the emotions of the four-game series with the Astros. You get a bad A's team coming to town, and they rough up Jordan Montgomery for 5 runs in the third. But he hangs in there to give them 6 2/3, and then in the seventh, the Yanks end up batting around and hanging a 6 spot on Oakland.
Now here's the 0-2 to Donaldson. Line bag, base hit, left field, down the line, going to draw the wall. 2 runs have scored, second and third, 2 out. A 2-run base hit by Donaldson has given the Yankees a 6-5 lead.
John Sterling here on The Fan put the Yanks ahead for good. Jose Trevino added a 2-run double, and he was slumping, and all of a sudden, bang, ball to the fence, another 2 runs, and the Yanks went on to beat the A's 9-5. Now, of course, we have to acknowledge a major assist to Oakland, and they
really
do stink. Right, exactly. Here's how the seventh inning went before all the runs came across. He had the line out from Gallo, who did just
miss
a home
run. Who almost homered.
Yes, right down the line.
I actually feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, he's not
because
good.
He almost homers and then hits a line drive where someone should not be.
Well, he hates the shift. I understand. He's like muttering to himself.
I know.
No, I'm with
you. He didn't strike out, and yet he still can't buy it. It was 0-for-25 or something.
22 or 23. My Lord. Like 11 strikeouts. It's not gone well. So line out, walk, catcher's interference, hit by pitch. Catcher's interference leading into the Donaldson at bat. So an inning to forget for Sean Murphy.
And the catcher's interference, too, with Stanton, they had to do replay because the umpire didn't even notice.
And on the one catcher's interference, the catcher got dunked on the helmet by the ricocheted ball. So he had catcher's interference and hit in the head.
Tough night.
Yeah.
Very tough night.
Bad scene for the A's.
And I believe that's 23 comeback wins for a Yankees team that is pretty remarkable in that capacity.
They lead baseball category, and they're the only team above 500 in that category, 23-20.
It's amazing.
Here was Aaron Boone at least acknowledging they got some help as part of that rally.
I don't know if catcher's interference is resourceful or more just fortunate.
Probably fortunate, but it did open the door, and they then stormed through
it. That sets us up now all of a sudden. Here we go, and we got the big boys coming up now, and the table's set.
And Anthony Rizzo, who homered earlier in the game in the first inning, got hit on the elbow in that inning. He stayed in initially, but later left to get some ice on it. Certainly didn't feel good at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it went kind of, the whole arm just went dead there for a second. But I think when we just took the four-run lead there, just being smart.
Thinks he'll be okay for tonight's
team. Who was that, CeeLo?
Rizzo. He got
that was Rizzo.
Off the elbow. And you wondered if it was like a funny bone. He took it right there.
Oh, there we
the
go.
Elbow.
CBS.
Yes.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it stung him. They were laughing, though. He went down the line. Again, he stayed in initially, but then once they took the lead and they went up by 4, they got him out of there to get some ice on and try to keep the swelling down. So we'll see about tonight. He and Giancarlo Stanton homered in this one before the comeback. Yanks, as we mentioned, 23-20 in games where they have trailed this season, best mark in baseball. And this series will continue with the A's tonight, 6:25 pregame on The Fan. And the Yanks right now say, we're as good as we are. We're in the middle of this stretch. We're going to give our starting pitchers an extra day. So we'll bring up J.P. Sears from AAA.
Why not?
Give him a spot start.
He's only playing a AAA team. Why not do it?
And that's right. That's a great point.
1.8 ERA at AAA. He's got 7 innings for the Yankees this year. Hasn't allowed a run. And my favorite part of last night's game, Albert Abreu after Montgomery, they just let him go. And he eats up the last 7 outs. So a guy that they traded as to get Trevino, and the Rangers had no use for him. And the Royals had no use for him. Two bad teams. Yeah, bring him back. And now he's going to... I understand it's not a high leverage situation, but he eats up some innings.
It helps.
And he gets throws strikes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No runs, and away you go. Injury-wise, beyond Rizzo, Gleyber Torres out of the lineup. He's got... We thought about it was the ankle when he hit the deck on Sunday when his spike caught and he rolled the ankle. He's actually got a wrist problem now and had a cortisone shot, so he's not going to swing a bat for a couple of days. And IKF was out of the lineup last night as well. Did you see he laid down a bunt with two strikes in that?
Yes, that was a big play. Yeah. That was a big play Sunday.
So he moved the runner over. Obviously, Judge ends up hitting the home run. But with two strikes, he got the bunt down, and the ball actually hit his finger on the bunt. So he had to go for x-rays, which were negative, but he was a little banged up. So he was out of the lineup. Aroldis Chapman has another rehab outing tonight, I believe, for Scranton. So you might see him activated this week. And Jonathan Loaisiga getting closer as well. So the Yankees are going to get some of these bullpen arms back. The Mets were off, so were the Astros. They will meet for the first of two tonight at Citi Field. Carlos Carrasco and Luis Garcia are the starters at 7:10. The Angels, Mariners suspensions. 12 guys out of that brawl from Sunday.
I saw
Sunday.
Nevin got 10.
Nevin 10,
yes,
exactly.
He led the way, which kind of tells you what the league thought about. Now, we didn't talk about this yesterday. I didn't realize, so Trout had gotten buzzed Saturday.
Right.
And the move Nevin pulled was a late change, and they went to the opener.
Yep.
And then the opener came in.
And he was the sacrificial lamb who was going to get thrown out.
Exactly.
But he had a job to do, absolutely.
So that's what angered the Mariners, specifically Jesse Winker.
Well, in MLB.
Yes.
Because a 10-game suspension for a manager is significant.
Which he can't appeal, because managers and coaches
don't have. And not for nothing. I don't know if Winker expected it or not. And I'm not saying I don't want to get into the conversation of it's okay to hit a guy or it's not. I understand. But if you're going to do it, he did it exactly where you want it to do.
The problem was they had thrown at Rodriguez before that.
I'll tell you what. Watching the coverage of that brawl, and I'd seen it before, but watching it back again now, the league is really lucky that the Mets mostly are a team of adults.
Right.
And I say mostly just because I don't know every single person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a guy that lightens the mood, and as they should, and everything else. But the Mets have had opportunities.
Yeah.
Not the same situation. It wasn't choreographed by a manager that easily to detect that it was choreographed by the manager with the Angels situation. But, you know, the Mets have taken it.
Time after time.
And Buck stares.
Yeah.
And
the death stare.
Yeah, the death stare, which I love seeing.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, that's a credit to how the Mets have handled stuff. Now, the Mets are also a really good team who I think believes it can do great things this season, and they probably don't want to mess it up for that, you know, in that respect as well. But think about that with what the Mets have dealt with.
Right.
A lot this season.
Like you said, bunch
more
of
than anyone else.
Bunch of professionals.
Yeah.
Couple of notables on the suspension list, and then I'll get out of here. Anthony Rendon, who's out for the year with wrist surgery, got five games, and he's banned from being on the bench for seven. And this is the best. This is the best. Angels interpreter Manny Del Campo got two games.
That's a problem.
So I guess they'll have to get someone in temporarily for a couple of games.
That's for Ohtani, right? Is that for Ohtani?
I guess. I don't know if they have multiple. Like, I don't know if this guy does Spanish and someone else does Japanese. I don't know the answer to that. But he's on the Angels staff, and he's going to miss the next couple of games as a result of all this. So there you go.
All right, Chris. Thanks very much. 877-337-6666. We will get to some of your calls throughout the course of the morning. Coming up next, we'll do the Yankees at 7. We'll give them a nice full segment there. A little walk down memory lane, sort of. With Kim. We do that next.
That's
on the
scary.
Fan.
That scares me.
No, it's not what you think, actually. Although it could be. I don't know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.